To worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Welcome to Chart and Compass Ministry, a ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral, helping you to navigate through the storms of this life by the ever-accurate compass of the Word of God. I'm pleased to share with you today another message from Pastor Greg Lassier, and the message today is titled, Why Do We Have to Suffer?
Grace to you and peace from Jesus Christ, our humble King. Amen. Well, today I'd like to start with you a sermon series on Job and his sufferings. I think that'd be important for us to look at, and certain questions that come out of the book and the life of Job that God answers for us there. And especially today, I'd like to look with you at the purpose of suffering. Why do we have to suffer?
Our Savior.
Not that this is every answer about suffering. I'll make continue our sermon series this week on Christ in the Old Testament,
in the life of Job there,
in our lives
of the patriarchs.
Sometimes we have to go through great hardships and calamities in life, and we might say, God, what are you doing?
Abraham and Isaac,
if you're really for me, why don't you answer me? Why does all this come upon me? Why must I go through this
week?
And that,
I'd like to look with you, Lord, at one of the greatest stories,
where are you?
Highlights of the Old Testament.
So let's take a look today at the purpose of suffering. Through the life of Job and the book of Job in the Old Testament. See what God would teach us about that.
Because
what good word
does
he have?
Old Testament, which I explained in previous weeks,
all
Job
these pages that you read here
of
the ancient days
are not just stories
of the ancient days. At some of Job's sufferings to start out here
of today,
that
from
is
his perspective,
the Old Testament
from
is
only
a
what he knew.
A small
not aware
picture,
of heavenly things,
a miniature,
just what he experienced.
A copy,
okay?
A type, a shadow.
But take a look here.
Of the greater.
It says there was a man in the land of Uz,
Christ,
whose name
and
was
son,
Job.
We're talking
and that
today,
man was
and I read
blameless
to you about
and
Exodus,
upright,
and
one
the
who
Passover,
feared God and turned away
and
from
the
evil.
Deliverance from the hand
there were
of
born
Pharaoh.
Of him seven sons,
you
and three daughters.
Read yourself into this
he
because 7, this is your story.
3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500
sheep. The greater reality you live in,
very many servants.
People,
this man was the greatest.
From
of all the
slavery
people
in Egypt, that
of the
is
East.
Sin,
so death,
Job and the devil,
a righteous man,
and rescued
yes
by
no.
the great Passover
absolutely.
Lamb.
Was he greatly blessed by God?
Who covers you with his blood.
But then
so
we see,
today
verse 13,
about the Passover.
Now there was a day
Christ
when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest
God
brother's
prepared
house.
Prepared the world for the
and
coming of his
there came
son,
a messenger to Job and said,
by means of
the oxen
this
were plowing and the asses feeding beside them,
history,
and the Sabians fell upon them and took them and slew the servants
ago,
with the edge of the sword,
BC,
and I alone have escaped
so
to tell
this event really happened.
So basically,
let's read about it then.
A third of your wealth is gone, Job,
in
the flash of an eye.
Going back
and while
a few
he was yet
previous,
speaking, someone else
Joseph,
came in at the same time, just seconds later,
out of the promised land,
the fire fell
with all the
from heaven and burned up the sheep
things
and the servants
good,
and consumed them,
was alive,
and
says,
I alone
Exodus
have escaped to tell you.
Now there arose
two-thirds
a new king
of his wealth have gone
did not
in the blink of an eye.
Joseph.
And while he was yet speaking,
to his
I mean, these
people,
messengers
the whole,
are piling
Israel,
up in the same room.
There are too many for
there
us.
There came another saying,
and
the Chaldeans, they formed three companies. They made a raid upon the camels and took them, Job. And
they
slew the servants with the
enemies,
edge of the sword.
Our enemies,
and I alone
and
have escaped to tell you.
Escape from the land.
Basically, all
therefore,
his wealth is gone in the blink of an eye.
And afflicted them with
and as if
burdens.
This was not enough, while he was yet speaking,
great
there came another
pain,
and said,
great,
Job, your
burdens,
sons
great
and your daughters were
anxiety,
eating and drinking
great
wine in their eldest brother's house.
And
behold,
then even it says
a great wind
Pharaoh
came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house.
Numbers,
and it fell upon the young people. They are dead.
Male,
and I alone have escaped to tell you. Like an E5 tornado or something,
threw them
right?
into the Nile River to be
how do you think Job felt?
The crocodiles and to die.
The agony.
A great
then Job arose and rent his
Israel
robe and shaved his head and fell upon the ground and
evil
worshipped.
Pharaoh.
Wow. He worshipped?
But then
he worshipped.
It says in Exodus 3 that
and he
God
said, naked I came
affliction
from my mother's womb.
Affliction of his people
and naked
Egypt.
I shall return. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
And raised
blessed
up
be the
Moses
name of the Lord
to deliver them.
And in all this,
bring them up
Job did not
out of
sin
the land
or charge God with
to
wrong.
A good and broad land flowing
and as if that's
with
not
milk
enough.
And honey.
So just
that's
one more
are
thing came in as if to
Charlton
finish him off.
Probably,
a few
Ten
verses later,
that's where I am.
We read
okay
that Job was
although
afflicted with loathsome sores
right
from the sole of his foot
really
to the crown
myself
of his head.
And he took a potsherd.
Moses raised
to scrape
up
himself and sat amongst the ashes
of Pharaoh, saying,
"Then his
let
wife
my
said to him,
people go.
Do you still hold fast to
Pharaoh?
Take
kind,
and say, curse
God
and die." But he said to her,
"Out you go.
You speak as one of the foolish women speak."
And so
shall
God
we receive good
actually
at the
hardened
hand of God,
his heart
and shall we not receive evil?
And signs
and all
wonders,
this, Job did not sin with his
lips.
Upon
so Job
the
a man of suffering?
Plagues
I mean,
like
he's like the,
turning the Nile River
quintessential
into blood,
poster child
frogs,
of the Bible for suffering,
gnats,
other than, of
flies,
course, Jesus and
animals,
Paul.
Boils
but he
and,
suffered.
And sores
he
on
lost
their skin.
His house.
Hail,
he lost his
locusts,
home. He lost his wealth. He lost his family.
Of darkness,
his children whom
the
he loved.
Land
and
Egypt,
now his wife even was
Goshen,
against him.
Where right? The Hebrews were,
and
God
he
poured light on them.
Lost
but
his
upon all the Egyptians,
health.
It was darkness.
Oh, this guy
darkness
suffered terribly.
From the Lord.
And all this, by the way,
and then came
in
the
blink of an eye,
of
in a flash
number
of a
10,
moment,
the last
it was all gone
of all the
just
ten
like
plagues,
that.
And the worst
can you
of
imagine
all,
how he felt?
Which was where,
I bet some of you probably
as
can, right?
Pharaoh had killed the Hebrew
suffered probably
children,
a lot of great things.
So God, now
in your
the
life,
greatest
sure,
plague was to slay.
Some of you, maybe
all
you can relate to Job with respect to wealth.
Egyptian,
maybe you stored up all kinds of wealth.
Males,
you worked hard through life.
The Egyptian children.
And then
something went
wrong
in
the stock market or something else.
In
or
the land
economic
Egypt,
bubble burst and boom.
And terrible thing.
It's all gone very quickly.
What did God
like
the,
do? As I wrote here, I thought it was funny.
Like chaff before the summer threshing floors. You
he
know,
says
it just blows
Moses,
away.
Boom.
It's gone.
And Aaron,
can you relate to
that
how
this is the
terrible,
beginning of months?
That would feel? That
basically,
felt?
Each
with
of
Job?
You shall take a lamb.
How about the worst, though?
That
your
he
household.
Lost his loved ones.
Your lamb shall be a male without blemish, a year
yes,
old.
We expect to lose our mom
and
dad
shall
eventually,
keep it
right?
Until the 14th
life,
day of the month.
But to lose
then all the people of Israel shall kill their lambs in the evening.
Or your child.
And take some of
the or your children, or all your children.
Put it on the doorposts on the side,
can you relate
on the side,
to
and on the lintel
deep
above their heads
of Job,
how shall
he
be
was
on
feeling
their doors.
Oh, that's
then they
so
shall
hard.
Roast it, eat the lamb.
Or maybe
as
you're losing
their sacrificial
your health,
Passover
like he,
lamb.
You know, at one time we were probably
will
all
pass
like,
through the land
"Hey,
of Egypt
I'm so young
night,
and happy and robust
I will
and
smite
able to do anything, and my body will
Egypt,
go on and on,
man
but
and
then
beast."
And
one
day,
all the
maybe
gods of Egypt,
it gets
I will
old,
execute judgments.
And it breaks down. You lose your health.
The blood.
Or you have a disease.
Shall be a sign for you
like
upon the houses
that
where you are.
Some
and
can
when
you
I
relate
blood,
to how,
I will pass
how
over
agonizing
you,
in his
and
sorrow
no
and trouble
shall fall upon
Job
you
felt
to
with his loathsome sores?
Might
house and home,
of Egypt.
Wealth and
so,
loved ones.
There's the story
and even his
of the
wife
Passover
was against him.
In
well,
the Old
we all
Testament
suffer, and God
sounds
us,
like
I
an
believe,
obscure
in the Bible
story.
So we can
it?
Relate
we
to him, and
he
can
anymore.
Teach us something
March
about
Madness
suffering
on TV
through
it.
And
we
the
watch,
purpose of suffering. This and that.
And if you're not, if you haven't suffered today,
see
anybody out there
slaying
not
a lamb in order to escape?
I didn't think
a
so. If you do, God bless you. But I think
them,
if you live in this life for just a little while,
1446 BC, that
you'll be able to testify to the truth of these words from Job
5.
Which says,
and,
man is born
it says
to trouble
in Psalm 78,
sparks fly
a company
upward
of destroying
right
angels.
Sparks fly upward from a fire.
He made a path
so
for his
also
anger.
Man
he did not spare
trouble
them
amen
from death.
He gave
amen
their lives over to the plague.
So
he
what's the purpose, though?
All the firstborn.
What was the purpose of all this
Egypt
suffering?
Just
what
imagine
happened
if you were there that night.
Why was the reason like for all this?
And the Hebrews and their
you
little
might be
shacks
saying,
in the land
or
of
Job
Goshen
might be saying, God,
upon their doorposts
I thought you were for me. I thought we were friends. I thought you were blessing me.
From heaven
down why have
these
has all this
come
upon me? Maybe you say
town,
that.
You know,
God, why am
Egypt
I having to go through this?
And whenever the angel
why have you
came
not taken pity?
Why
house,
why have you not
Egyptian
rescued me? If you're for me, God, why do you seem to be
and
so
enter
against
me?
Have you ever asked questions like that?
And killed.
Where are you, God?
And then the
why?
The houses of the Hebrews.
Are you with me?
And he'd see
all right
the doorpost.
You know what Job asked
the
same questions?
Passover lamb.
I counted them this week at least 22 times in the book of Job.
Why
enter in?
He cries.
Sounds strange.
For example,
how about
why
the eating of
in Job 3,
roasted part?
Why did I not die at
ways
birth?
You should cook it
and come
all
forth from
things,
the womb and
that
expire.
You should take it from the 10th day to
he
the
says
14th
in Job
day
7,
expect it to be without
God,
blemish.
Why have you made
what's
me your mark?
Have to do
why
with
have
us?
I become a burden to
well,
thee?
I told you, and I'm going to tell
why
you
does
again,
thou not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity?
And God,
for now I shall lie in the earth.
Put this
you will seek me, but I shall not be.
Just simply to give you a history.
Job 9, he says,
but to say,
why
this
do I labor in vain if I wash myself
life
with snow
and let me
cleanse
see
my hands with lye?
That to you,
yet
here
you will plunge me into the pit
the
and my own clothes abhor me.
Number one.
And Job
what
10, he says,
Egyptians?
Let me know why
there
you contend against me, Lord.
judgment,
and in Job 13,
came down upon them,
why dost thou hide thy face?
And in the same way
as thy enemy,
the whole world,
and Job
has a
21,
coming upon them.
Why should
we
I not be impatient?
Exodus 12, the miniature,
look at me,
the model,
be appalled,
the pre-play,
and lay your hand upon
of
your mouth. When I think of it, I'm dismayed. Shuddering seizes my
flesh. They saw
flesh.
The preview. We're living the
so
real
Job
movie.
Felt like he was abandoned.
Do you ever feel
is
like you're abandoned
judgment
when you're going through sufferings and you're crying out to God?
As it says in Acts 17,
Paul felt like that. The times
well, you can
of
relate to Job.
God overlooked.
Job
now
says,
he commands all men
behold,
everywhere
I go
to repent
forward,
because he's
but he's
fixed
not
the
there,
day upon which he'll
and backward,
judge the
but
world
I can't perceive him. On the left hand,
by
I seek him.
He's appointed.
I can't behold him. I turn to the right.
Assurance to all men.
I cannot see him.
Raising
you ever
him
feel like
dead.
That? It's like, where are you, God?
Day of judgment.
And all this suffering.
You think,
you ever said
this
things
a stretch
like this?
Here
you ever wondered
to
these kinds of things?
To our days?
You're not alone.
Well, you heard about all
David
these
things. David and Jeremiah
blood,
and all the rest
net,
of the Bible
flies,
ask the same
sores,
questions
evil.
Of God.
That's like, whoa, that's gruesome.
Have I now become
what's
your enemy?
Have, to do
have
with
you
me
cast me off and forgotten me, Lord?
Age.
Well, why did Job
about
suffer?
Revelation 16.
What was the purpose of all this?
See if you can pick out any
we
similarity
can look to
between
the conventional wisdom
what is coming
of his
upon
friends,
the world and what
right?
Enter once came upon the
life
world.
As and Bildad and Zophar. Nice names, huh?
John, the
it's not like
apostle
Steve and Bill
says,
and Art.
Then
and
I heard
like
a loud
that.
Voice
Zophar
from heaven
and
from
it.
The
well,
temple,
take along
the
seven angels
at what his friends
pour
say.
Out on the earth, the seven bowls of the wrath
there in
of
Job
God.
Chapter 2.
So the first angel,
now when
went
Job's friends
bowl in the
heard
earth,
all this evil that had come upon him,
they came each from his own place.
Eliphaz and Bildad
ever
and
heard
Zophar.
That before?
Chapter
they made an appointment together to come to console him and comfort him. The second
angel
poured his bowl into the sea,
and it became like the blood of a dead man.
And they raised their voices and wept.
Check.
They rent their
heard that
robes
one before.
And sprinkled
Exodus.
Dust upon their heads to heaven.
Again.
And they sat with him on the ground 7 days and seven
how about
nights.
This
and
one?
No one spoke
the fifth angel
a word
his
to him,
throne
for they saw that
the throne
his
of the beast and its kingdom was in
great.
Darkness. Heard about that
so they're
before?
Doing pretty well so far,
check.
But then they start to give
that?
Their advice.
Plague of darkness.
Right.
The Exodus.
And
the
their
Passover.
Advice.
This was one
God
of the
doesn't like in the end, but
how about
nevertheless,
the sixth
they give
angel
it.
Poured his bowl
I can't go into the
on
whole
the great river Euphrates.
Of it, but
would you like the Cliff Notes
version? That's usually what I read in school, right?
Like
the Cliff Notes
came out for their demonic spirits.
Get the little black
frogs,
and you know, yellow
frogs.
Book, right?
Heard that before?
Well, their
yeah.
Advice simply
check.
Is this.
Passover,
Job,
once again.
Bad things
and
happen to bad people.
End,
good things happen to good people.
Another place in
so if you have bad things happen to you, you must be bad. You must have sinned.
The world thinks things
repent,
are going to just
and then it will
on
be
going,
well with you.
As they always have been.
Now,
their hearts are hard.
Eliphaz said,
and the Egyptians,
Job, vexation fills
whether
the
or not you believe it or
kills
it.
The fool.
This is
Bildad says,
the
hope of the godless man will perish,
the judgments
Job.
Of God. And,
Zophar says, know then that
the
God exacts
Passover,
of you, Job,
so
even
days,
less than your guilt deserves.
Nice friends.
What was
huh? Then the slaying of the firstborn?
You ever get hit when you're down?
What is on the day
right?
Of the
that's
Lord?
That's what they're doing here.
The great
basically.
Judgment of all people.
But it's the basic
who have
wisdom.
Ever lived.
Bad things happen to bad people, good people.
Things
and
to
be
good
people.
Judged for
that's
their
the purpose.
Sin, you must have done something bad. You're a sinner. Repent.
They are covered.
Is that true? Is that sound wisdom?
Of the Passover lamb.
And that's why it says,
yes,
here,
at times,
Exodus 12.
Right? I mean, good things do happen
it
to good
says,
people. I mean, God blesses
the
righteous.
Lord will pass through
he does
to
punish
slay
the wicked
Egyptians
at times.
But when he sees
many
the blood
times
on the lintel
right?
And doorposts
in fact,
of
Jesus
door,
says in John chapter 5
Lord
to the blind man,
over the door.
He sees them later. He says, see you are well.
The destroyer
sin no
to
more
enter
that nothing worse befall you.
So,
you know what
does
that
sin
tells
actually
me?
Lead to trouble
that
in life?
That tells me that the entire
righteousness leads to good things
of the world,
but
is about God's plan.
What God is telling us here in Job is.
To
it
put
does,
that
not
blood
always,
of the
at least in the way you see it
you,
in this life,
that you might
for sometimes,
be saved. And I'm
the
telling you
prosper,
today, the truth is that
even
Jesus
though they've
is
sinned,
and
the
true
righteous
Passover
suffer,
land.
Even though they've
God
done nothing
sent
wrong.
Me here isn't
that
true?
To say that?
This is what God is teaching
Spirit,
us in the
he's
Bible here.
To
you
right
cannot
now,
put this
saying, my son
on your sins.
The
every time you suffer
land,
or whatever,
believe it.
You may
and
be suffering
with his
for
blood,
no sin
you
of yours at all.
Find a refuge on
that's
that
a great mystery that was not in the mouths of Job's friends. And Job even noted that the
sins.
Wicked live
I
and reach old age and grow mighty in power. Their children
heart.
Are established.
And on that heart,
no rod
I
of God is upon them. They
the
spend their days
the
in prosperity.
On the door
in peace, they go down to
and
Sheol.
The and when
he
I
then
see
says,
the blood,
all your advice, my friends, are as nothing before me.
Pass
for sometimes the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer.
Shall not harm me.
So, now to the question.
In the Lord we have
right?
A perfect refuge.
Why is
you with
do
me?
We suffer? What was the purpose of
so
Job's
is Jesus
suffering?
The Passover lamb?
God
well,
declares it.
Are you ready for the answer?
Me right now.
Job
let me
cried
see if
22 I can
prove
times.
That to you,
why?
Okay.
And many more.
Number one.
God's answer is this. Here.
Is
you're
Jesus
ready for
the Passover
it? Wait for it.
Lamb?
Wait for it.
When was he crucified?
1, 2, 3. Here it
when
is.
When did our Lord suffer and die? In John chapter 7. Jesus
not
says
an
to his
answer.
Brothers, my
not a whisper
time
from heaven.
Has not
how
yet
frustrating
come,
is that?
Have you ever been in that boat?
My
in that
time?
Same boat?
What time is he
right?
talking about?
Fits, right?
Jesus
no.
has a time.
Have you ever been in that same
he
boat?
He has an appointed time.
You're crying to
a
God, why?
Time?
Why? Why?
Absolutely.
I'm suffering.
His
why does this have to happen?
And in Matthew God doesn't chapter answer 26, you a word or a whisper.
Now, many times
time
he
is.
Does. But sometimes
it
he doesn't.
Says, when Jesus had finished all these things, he said to his disciples,
because he's king, he doesn't have to answer to us. We have to answer to him, right?
Passover.
The only time God spoke up in the book of Job to Job is when Job started
to be crucified.
To think
that amazing?
Maybe God was not righteous.
2 days
are good.
Passover.
And God rose up.
That's my death.
And thundered and put
that's
him in his place. And he says, where were you when I laid
Jesus
the foundation of the earth?
Any day.
Have you walked like in the recesses
you might
of the deep?
For the rest of us.
Did you create the stars and hold them in their
when
in
the
their
number comes
in the heavens,
on the wall for me, I'll go.
Put Job in his place. But he
not
didn't
the
answer the question with us, really,
why?
Either. But not the
now,
case.
How
with
frustrating
Jesus.
And God
is that?
Chose, selected,
but,
designed
let me ask you,
this day. And no ancient authority
was
can dispute it.
Was God,
Christian
in his
or
silence,
non-Christian, Christ was pilled,
really Job's
killed,
enemy?
On the feast,
was he really
Passover,
against Job?
On the very,
even though he didn't hear the answer,
feast when the lamb of
actually
the Passover
God
was
sacrificed
so
for
to remember
Job,
God's
it
great
was amazing.
In Egypt.
It would have been way beyond
so
what Job would
Jesus
have ever
then,
imagined.
According
at the time,
to that timing,
and a lot of times for us in
lamb.
Our sufferings, God might
but
seem
moreover,
like an enemy, like
it's
even
more detailed
against
than
us,
that,
because
remember
he's not
Jesus,
answering us and we're suffering, and we don't know why.
Jerusalem,
but God was so for Job. How do we know that?
Sunday.
How many
well,
days
just look
was that
at the
whole
book as a whole and look
actually,
at the very end of Job,
killed.
Right?
It says, the Lord restored the fortunes of
it
Job
says in John chapter 12.
Friends, it was 6 days
and
before
the Lord blessed
Passover, that he was with
the latter days of Job more than
John,
the beginning. With
God was
Lazarus.
There
the
so
next
ready
day he
to
rode
bless
in
him.
On a donkey. Therefore, 5 days
But he didn't
of the Passover.
For a while. He let him
how many days
suffer.
According to
and
Moses,
he kept count of his every
did you want to keep the lamb?
His every tear was put in a bottle.
To inspect it, make sure
in all of Job's afflictions, God was afflicted. God was very,
exactly.
very close.
Yeah.
So now you really want the real answer,
the day,
right?
10th to the
why
14th,
was Job
for
suffering? Why do we have to suffer?
On the
what is the purpose of suffering?
Day of
not
going to
give you answer, every answer, but Job's
Exodus
answer 12, here.
Verse 3.
There's a
and
part of
then,
the book that we missed. I skipped
later
it purposefully.
On it says, you shall
at the beginning,
kill the
we looked at Job, what he experienced. All he knew.
In the evening.
When he suffered, this
so,
was all he knew. His
our
suffering.
Lord appeared
but what
in
we learned
Jerusalem
in the book of Job was something
time,
else was going
day
out
day
in the
month.
Heavenlies.
Just like
let's
this.
Let's turn to that now.
Exodus 12 was killed.
Verse 6
on
of chapter 1. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
The
those are angels.
Day of the month,
and
because
Satan
the Passover
also
Thursday.
Came among them. And the Lord about, said to Satan,
also
where
this,
did he come from?
When
and
in
Satan
Jesus'
said,
day, they would bring in the
from
Passover
going to and fro on the earth and walking up and down on it. And the Lord said to Satan,
the one that they were going to
have you considered my servant Job?
They would leave
how there's none like him
road,
on the earth, a blameless
Jerusalem,
and upright man
enter
who fears God and turns
gates,
away from evil. In other words,
temple,
he's my superstar of righteousness. He's the best.
Celebrating today?
Satan
Jesus
answered, does
in,
Job fear God for
that
not
same road, on that same
you
day,
put a hedge about
a
him.
Lamb. Shortly
I can't touch the guy.
Right
just
before,
let me at him, let me at him, let me at him.
Everybody's
and I'll
singing,
make him curse you to
Hosanna
your face.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
And
he
God
in,
says,
and where was Jesus?
All right,
the
Satan,
lamb was put in the temple.
All that he has is within your power.
Days,
only don't put your fourth
blemish.
Hand
where
forth
Jesus
against
for those 4 or 5
him,
days.
Against his four actual
days.
Person.
In the temple.
So Satan went forth
preaching.
And did all those things.
And what was the final judgment
the
on
tornado,
him?
The destruction.
Passover lamb had to be
robbing
a male
of all of his
without
wealth.
Blemish. You shall sacrifice,
and then,
God said. That's
see,
the only acceptable
Satan says,
sacrifice.
Skin for skin.
For the sins of your
you know, selves
that Job
when I see
was
the blood
passing, pass over you.
And saying the right thing
Jesus
and believing rightly,
sin,
he takes away his
gospel.
Health.
The Jews
and
brought him before
Job
Pilate
answers,
and
finally,
said,
naked
him,
I came from my
him.
Mother's womb.
Why? What
naked
crime
I shall return.
Done, said Pilate.
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
Said,
blessed be the name of
I
the Lord.
No crime
shall we receive good at the hand
at
of the Lord and not evil?
An official
and all this Job didn't sin with his lips.
This is a
and so what was going on here?
Without blemish.
What's the purpose of suffering?
Say,
of Job's suffering.
Pilate didn't say.
It was a
he was presented at the proper
test,
time.
Right?
He has now been inspected.
Something's going on in the heavenly places that
days,
he could not perceive of. One is not allowed to hear.
In the evening.
It was a
Pilate
test.
Didn't say
God
that,
was
but that's
testing
what's happening here,
Job,
according to Exodus 12,
and his faithfulness.
Because when was
and
Jesus
it was a very heavy
time of
test,
day.
Wasn't it?
You
heartbreaking.
Know?
But God
just
aims
to show
to do
you
him
that
good
none of this
in the end.
Is just happening.
And he cared for him
this
all
is God
through
working things
just like he cares for you
all
through
you
your sufferings.
Sure.
Though he might seem an enemy, though you might, he might not answer you, he's for you.
In the days of
he
Jesus,
loves you.
In the Jerusalem days.
And he aims to bring you through it. Now, does God actually test us?
Was the evening sacrifice.
When might you be Jesus going through
die?
A test today?
I think you know.
A trial, do you think?
Let's take
perhaps
a look.
In your faith?
That would
let's read. Over here in Proverbs, chapter 15.
It says this.
17 says, verse 3, when the crucibles for silver, the furnace over the whole land, gold, and the Lord tries
plague of darkness.
Hearts.
You hear that one before?
Is a crucible and a furnace hot? It
are
goes
your
on, trials hot?
It says,
but
Jesus
the Lord
cried,
is trying your heart
God,
to see what's
so
inside.
Forsaken me?
He says.
And Proverbs, there was darkness over the land until the ninth hour.
Then he cried out.
11,
why
David says,
me?
The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test.
What time is that?
The children of men. He tests the righteous and the wicked.
Come on.
His soul hates him that loves violence.
3 p.m.
Might he be testing you?
In other
Did
words,
Jesus even do this?
The lamb
the 5,000
is being sacrificed be fed,
the
in the
loaves?
Temple at 3 p.m.
Jesus said to Philip, how are we to buy bread so that these people might eat?
Right outside
now this
of
he
Jerusalem,
said to test
on
him
on a cross,
there
for
he himself knew
hanging
what he would
there,
do.
Having been nailed to a tree.
Do you think the Lord might be putting us at times in our
Mark?
Sufferings through a test?
Not that that's the only reason.
When he
but is
faded
there a
test involved?
Not just when he's
trialed?
Not
Satan
just when
he
may be in the heavenly
saying, and
take away all
on.
Their goods or even
no,
their family, and they'll curse you, God.
At that same
No.
Time,
I know that. I know them. They will
last.
Bless me.
You see,
and
here,
it may be a test, which is
going to
bring good in the end.
That.
What about this question?
This Bible.
And
why, when Job
is all
said,
about why did God not answer? Was God being cruel?
To save you.
Was God his enemy?
I mentioned
at that
March
time?
Madness. We like to
well,
watch
let me ask
things
a question.
Like
when
that.
When you're in school and you go to, you have a test.
Fashions and
does the teacher give
or,
the answers
you know,
to the student during
on
the test?
Of life?
And that's all fine.
Obviously
good.
Not, right? During
but
the quiz?
But God
and the,
has
and the
one
student
thing
might
on his
be going,
that's
come on, you've always given me the
and
answers before.
From the days of
I thought
Exodus,
you wanted me to get the right
all the way
answers.
Down
why are you not giving me the right answers
now?
Why are you so silent to me? Why are you deaf when I'm asking you for
Jesus?
Surely you've become
Savior.
My enemy.
And ever since
surely
Jesus
you're against me. Oh, how cruel
saying,
you are,
that's
O teacher.
Where you're
right?
Find the blood.
But
that's
guess what? If God
or
the
teacher
away
the
sins
were the
world,
to give the answers during
the
test,
said,
that would nullify the
and
test,
that's
right?
Why
it'd be
Paul
over. It'd be disqualified.
Says if there's
if
any
God
doubt
were to come
left
up to Job
mind,
in the middle of this,
1 Corinthians 5,
and say, hey, man,
verse 7,
let me tell you what's going on here. See, this heavenly contest
Passover lamb.
Satan says you're
going to
curse me, but I say, no, you're going to succeed and bless me.
Straight from Paul.
If he'd said that, the test would be over. It'd be disqualified. It would be no test at all. So sometimes I just want you to know,
this great judgment
when you're going through a test and you're crying out to God, and
they may not
don't know why
he's
not pitying
you
yet and rescued
you
out of your distress.
You can
speak to them till doomsday.
Maybe God is totally, we
know
he's totally for you.
We are
loving you
and
we
are putting your tears in a bottle,
keeping count of all your tossings. Can't wait to bless you, but he's keeping his mouth closed because he's the teacher. It's a test. It's a quiz.
His avenging angels on that great day, he will look upon
your doorpost. And Job said in the end, though he slay me, yet I'll trust in him, right?
Lintels of your heart.
And Job even had an inkling of this.
And he will
pass
over you.
When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
What are, so
but in the meantime,
that
God tests us, and he
at,
does,
you know,
I have to say, play hardball.
New Year's Eve, no.
Remember, in Abraham's
the lintel
day,
is
Abe
on
had,
the crown,
Abe,
the head
I
of the door,
Abe.
The doorpost
Abe had a son, Isaac,
there.
His only son.
How was our Lord
what
crucified?
Did God say?
What did it look like
take
on the
son,
cross?
Where your son,
was
Isaac,
the blood?
Up to a mountain
on
that I'll show you.
The crown
and sacrifice him there before
going
me.
Down at the top.
That's pretty hardball, isn't it? Amen?
Also.
Wow.
On those hands, too.
It was a test, though. God was not his enemy.
Of the cross.
Although
the blood of the
true
Passover lamb.
Abraham might have felt like God was his enemy.
So that
but
the
he
Lord
was really
comes,
for him. When the test was over,
and
God rescued him from the test
and the plague,
and blessed him
enter.
Exceedingly.
So thanks be to
as
our
he
Lord
blessed
Jesus
Job,
Christ,
as he'll bless
the
you.
Great Passover lamb,
God tested Israel in the wilderness 40 years.
Through faith.
God tested
through
David
faith
and Peter and Paul.
Amen.
God even tested, wait for this, Jesus. 40 days in the wilderness, tempted by the devil. Jesus, God says, I know he'll pass, and he will come through with flying colors. This is my son. And he did. The difference is the devil comes to tempt us to destroy us by the temptation. God lets us be tested in order that we succeed to get a greater blessing and his greater glory in the future. But at the time, he might seem like an enemy. As Job said, the arrows of the Almighty are in me. My spirit drinks their poison. The terrors of God are arrayed against me. But God was so for Job, it was unbelievable. It was amazing. He was on his side, his best cheerleader, his champion, his God, and his king. But it was a test. It wasn't easy. God plays hardball. It was terrifying and heartbreaking. Not that every trouble is a test or sent to you by God like that, but I'm just saying this is the purpose in the life of Job and often in our lives. And why? He's going to do you good in the end.
Every teacher gives a test to give to do the student good in the end. Though it might not feel like it at the time, you're suffering, right? God says in Deuteronomy 8, leading his people through the wilderness, after having done that, he says, I led you through the great and terrible wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water. And I fed you, gave you water out of the flinty rock and fed you in the wilderness with manna which your fathers didn't know, so that, with a purpose that, I might humble you, to test you, and to do you good in the end. Say that with me. To do you good in the end. That's what God's purpose is in the testing of his people. He's not against you. If God be for us, says Paul, who's against us? He's for us to do you good in the end. And so, concluding words here. There are other purposes for suffering. We haven't handled them all in this. Well, maybe in future sermons this Lent that are not covered here. But don't doubt the righteousness of God when you are going through a trial and he doesn't answer you. Don't doubt his tender care, even if for a while you might be under the knife. For God works in mysterious ways. And the best example is Jesus Christ. When he was shamed and mocked and spit upon, he was the one true righteous, blameless man of this world who didn't deserve to suffer. He bled. He died. He cried out in pain. And he extinguished. But through all that blood and all that trouble and all that suffering and all that death, God was working the mystery of eternal salvation for his people. To do you good in the end. To set you high upon his rock. So, God's paths are beyond tracing out. He says, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, are my thoughts than yours. And James says, you've heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you've seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. And in the very end, this is the last word, in the very end, here's the end of your test. Ready? Here it is. It shall be said of me, says the Lord, only in me are righteousness and strength. To him shall be come and be ashamed all who are incensed against him. But in the Lord, all the offspring of Israel shall triumph and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message called Why Do We Have to Suffer? A broadcast of Chart and Compass Ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral. I'm Art Hansen, speaking for Pastor Greg Lassier, and if you're looking for a church home, or if you'd like to stop by and just visit, our services are Sunday at 8 and 11 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Christ Lutheran is located on Highway A1A in Cape Canaveral, right across from the Recreation Center. If you'd like to hear more messages or leave a comment on this one, please visit our website at Christ Lutheran Church, CapeCanaveral.org. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to sharing God's Word with you again next Monday at 12:30. Have a wonderful week in our Lord Jesus Christ, the great captain of our soul, and God bless you.
Everything I say and do, let it be yours. the offering I bring. You want more than what I sing. Can I give you every part?